again, the culture is problematic. There are several different cultures in a way that contributed to this text. But the main character, Achilles, is half divine, half human. And one way of thinking about the Iliad is to follow through the story of Achilles and see how he starts by identifying himself as the son of Thetis, a goddess, and then claim that he needs honor and he needs all sorts of recognition because, unfortunately, he has to die, although he is the son of the goddess. And we can see and follow his story in an arc, if you like, all the way through to the end of the poem, where he realizes that he is the son of Peleus, really, that he's mortal, that there is no compensation for dying in some way. And so the gifts and the honors and recognition that he wanted at the beginning of the poem, even once he gets them, they're meaningless. But what becomes meaningful is a reflection on the human condition as being at best a mixture of good and evil, and at worst underneath of evil. And when Achilles starts to think about his own life in those times, he talks in a way that brings us all into his experience, in a way that at the beginning of the poem we simply can't. After all, if someone does something we don't like, we can't tell our mother to go to Olympus and complain to Zeus and make sure that we get our revenge. That's not available to us. But what he says at the end of the poem is indeed going to be available to the human beings. I think it's our purpose.